We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Everybody's fired up for the NCAAs to start again, and it all begins tonight. And you have the Sweet 16 matchups in the West region with number two Arizona against the six seed Clemson showing up to see who can come up big. Is it going to be Caleb Love, PJ Hall? Who knows? This guy Boswell for Arizona said it's so crazy on this team. It could be one guy's night, then the next guy's night. It doesn't really matter. That was after their win Saturday against Dayton. Boswell carried Arizona in their 85-65 blowout rout of Long Beach State in the first round of the tournament. Had 20 and 8 dimes. Then against Dayton, he had only 2 points and 2 dimes. But here comes Jaden Bradley off the bench. He puts in 12, and Arizona got the defense. They had a bunch of blocks. They had a bunch of steals, and they got it done. And then Love recorded 18 and then 19 in the two wins. I saw him in the second game. I didn't think he played that well. He missed a ton of shots, but they won. That's all that matters. Depth has been the hallmark for this team. They go to L.A. seeking their first trip to the Final Four since 2001. Four Wildcats have averaged more than 11 points per game. Love scores 18. The backcourt, they got a trio, Boswell, Bradley, and Lewis. They've been around 9.8 for Boswell, 6.7 for Bradley, 6.1 for Lewis per game. And Tommy Lloyd said, we have a solid 8-man rotation. The beautiful thing is I don't have to sit there and worry about one guy playing great for us to win. It's a real luxury. Now, on the other side, Clemson at 23-11, going to their first Sweet 16 since 2018 with the 6'10 Hall dominating for them at 18.5 points per clip in their tournament wins over New Mexico and Baylor, and it was impressive. Guard Chase Hunter led the way with 21 and then 20 against Baylor. He had the 21 against New Mexico. I hit that Clemson win over New Mexico, and I was on Baylor in the second game and got burned. I had Baylor going to the Final Four. That's out the window. I still have my other three teams hanging, Iowa State and Marquette and Tennessee. Going back to Hunter, his scoring, he was 3-for-5 from three-point land in their win over Baylor on Sunday. It was 72-64. They had like four Tigers in double figures. Joe Girard III had 13 points. Scheifelin and Hall had 11 apiece. Scheifelin said after the game, one of the strengths is the depth of our team. We got guys off the bench that can fill anyone's role. And RJ Godfrey was huge today. He knocked down some big free throws for us. We've got a lot of guys that can go. Now, Godfrey, who had 6 of his 8 against Baylor in the second half, has had 5 rebounds coming off the bench in each of their last 3 games for Clemson. He finished with 6 points on 3 of 6 shooting in the big win over New Mexico, where they dominated 77-56. It's going to be key. They play defense against Arizona. The Wildcats averaged 87.6 points per game, the second highest among teams left in the tournament. Only one more offense is more prolific. It's Alabama. They're also in the West region. In 6 of Clemson's 7 wins, their last 7, the Tigers held their opponents to 64 or less. They've allowed 70 points per game on the season. So they've gotten even better in the postseason in the tournament. If they can handle Arizona's tempo and speedy transition offense, that's going to be key for Clemson. Tigers coach Brad Brownwell said, basketball is going to have ups and downs and quick turns. You got to be strong to survive it. It should be a great game, Arizona and Clemson. The next game up on Thursday is a rematch of last year's championship game that UConn won over San Diego State. Less than a year after falling to the Huskies in the title game, the Aztecs will have a chance for revenge when they hook up in the East region in the Sweet 16. Fifth seed is San Diego State, ready for the rematch against the defending national champs. They put together a huge pounding of Yale on Sunday, 85-57 over the 13th seed Yale. Ladie scored 26, a game high on 9 of 12 shooting to go along with 9 rips for the Aztecs. Darian Trammell had 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, an enormous game. He was on the San Diego State squad that came up short in 23. He thinks the Aztecs have what it takes to get past UConn this time. Of course, UConn's 33-3. Trammell said, "We are just excited to get another crack at the Huskies. Obviously, they won the title last year, but I feel like we were right there just to get another chance at it. I think we're up for the opportunity. We have the team to do it." Dan Hurley doesn't think anyone is beating UConn. He said, quote, "We are bulletproof. Elite offense, elite defense." And they kicked Northwestern's ass 75-58 on Sunday. Didn't love the offensive rebounding. Didn't love the second half defensive rebounding. But again, 20 assists, 7 turnovers. It's tough to lose when you have that level of quality. The top seed UConn got 20-10 from Tristan Newton against Northwestern. Klingon, the big man, a double-double, 14-14. The Huskies went just 3-for-22 from deep. Lousy, 13%, but they still shot 53% from the field because they got so many easy buckets. Must be tough for UConn playing at the Garden in Boston, 90 minutes from stores. And it's bottom line, a home, hostile crowd. And Brian Dutcher's hoping his guys stay loose. Dutcher said, "This is the time of year to be fearless and don't worry about making a mistake. Play your best. We have the experience in the tournament. I think some of that experience showed over the last couple of games." They're in back-to-back Sweet 16s for the first time in program history. You look at this team. Newton, one of 5 UConn players with a scoring average in double figures. He's scoring 15 a game. Spencer, 14. Caravan, 13. Klingon, 12.8, 7.4 boards. Ladie leads San Diego State with a 21.5 per game clip. Their next best scorer is Reese Waters at 9.8 per clip. The Huskies seeking their 13th Elite Eight appearance. San Diego State looking for its second. Should be an awesome rematch of last year's title game. One of the other games is, after that one, North Carolina and Alabama. You know, the Heels reached the national championship game in Hubert Davis's first season in 21-22 after he replaced Roy Williams. And then they missed the tournament altogether a year ago. Now the number one seed in the West is 2 wins shy of the Final Four when it faces Alabama in the Sweet 16. They won 10 of 11. They pounded Michigan State 85-69. RJ Davis said, "The big picture of what Coach Davis is that he brings out of the guys, what that is the passion and fire and competitive spirit to go out there each game and each practice to play the best basketball to our abilities. When you have a coach like that, I think you can go a long way." They go to L.A. aiming for their second Final Four under Davis and fourth since 2016. The All-American Davis scored a total of 42 points in North Carolina's first 2 NCAA tournament games. The former a romp of Wagner, the 16th seed. In the second round defeat of Michigan State, they did the same thing. They rallied from 12 points down and still got it done. Baycott said, "When it comes to times like this and we go down 12, just knowing that our coaches believe in us, but also are hard on us, it just makes a huge difference." They're going to be trying to keep the high going against Alabama, a team, the Tide, that reached the Sweet 16 for the third time in 4 seasons, but are looking for their first Elite Eight appearance since 2004. They limped into the NCAA tournament. They were 2-4 over the last 6 games, but then they started rolling over Charleston, over Grand Canyon. The first round win, 109-96, then 72-61 over Grand Canyon. They held Grand Canyon to 61 points. That was the best defense they played since January. Bama leads the nation in scoring at 90 points a game. And finally, the last game of the night tonight is going to be a good one. Iowa State. You want to get to the Elite Eight? You got to go through Terrence Shannon Jr. and the Fighting Illini. Shannon 6-0 against the Cyclones. He'll have a chance to improve that when they meet in the East Region in the Sweet 16. All six of his previous wins against the Cyclones came when he was at Texas Tech, and he averaged 10 points per game across those games. Then he goes to Illinois, and he's taken off, averaging a team-high 23 per game. He most recently had 30 in their rout of Duquesne on Saturday. The guy has been unstoppable. The Iowa State coach, Otzelberger, is more worried about how his team executes their game plan than worrying about Shannon. He said, "I would say we believe in our way of doing things, and we certainly want to be aware of tendencies of our opponents and things that we can prepare for. But we spend a lot more time focusing on us being the best version of ourselves." The Cyclones rank fourth in the country in scoring defense at 61.3 points allowed per game. Watch out for the Illini. They won the Big Ten tourney, and they've won six in a row. They're hot right now. Iowa State got to the Sweet 16 back in 2022, if you'll remember. Illinois is here for the first time since 2005. How about Illinois all-time 11-3 against Iowa State? We'll find out if they can make it 12 tonight.